know what I've been considering as of late? How perhaps you have become attached. Well, what do I mean by that? Perhaps you've become sentimental, seeing this as some sort of romantic rendezvous that two kindred spirits can unite as one. And perhaps this could evolve into something more. Oh, you poor, poor thing. Something so emotional and compromising. It could evolve into something romantic and timeless, couldn't it? Because I understand all of your ins and outs and all of your little faults and your fears and everything that makes you tick. Oh, and I bring it all to the surface, don't I? And I whisper it in your ear and I make you come with it. But that's not what I'm about. I'm not here for your emotions or your feelings or your backstory. Those things are simply a means to the end. I can make you whimper and beg and cry and drool so salaciously for me. All they have to know is just enough. Just enough to have you crawling over here and trying to stroke yourself against my leg like some untrained dog. Oh. Poor thing. As if I could feel anything for such a pathetic creature. As if I could spare time out of my schedule for someone so lowly and degenerate. I do this as a diversion from my own duties and my own responsibilities. This is not something that I make special time for. This is something that, when my schedule allows, I can indulge in. You're all too willing to serve and to satisfy. Oh, and you thought that meant we had something a little closer, had something a little bit more involved. Oh. Well, I'm sorry to have to burst your bubble like this. Either way, you'll still come back to me, won't you? You'll still come crawling back to the same toxic little dynamic that we have going on. You'll still text me and try to call me and ask when I'm free and ask what I'm doing and act like you give a damn about anything going on in my life, as if there's some sort of special kindred relationship going on here. Oh, yes. Oh, and sometimes I'll pity you, and I'll play nice, and I'll play along, and make you feel like there is some sort of chance. I'm sure that's how you perceive it, at least. No. You'll hear what I want you to be here. Nothing more, nothing less. I have you here begging and crawling at my feet even now as I berate you for your lofty ideals. Perhaps you think this is part of the play. Oh, perhaps it is. Isn't this your worst fear, coming true, thinking that I have no sort of feelings or sentimentality for you? Oh, and how devoted you've been. Oh, and how loyal you've been. You've foregone any kind of meaningful relationship in place of this, because you know that no one else is going to be able to satisfy you the same way that I can. Oh, you're broken, you're ruined, aren't you? Oh, your cock only gets hard when you think about my voice and the things I'll say to degrade and debase you in front of me. How pathetic can you get? Oh, and that does please me. What a wriggling, writhing little worm you are. How inhuman. How incapable you are of acting and behaving as a normal human being. No, you're nothing but a little dog for me to play with. And when I'm done with you, I lock you in the closet and I ignore you while I go and... You didn't think you were the only one, did you? Oh, poor little thing. I can see that look go into your eyes. Oh, like you're about to cry. Oh, and you're wondering, still wondering, if this is something that I'm doing to appeal to your more masochistic elements. Well, I'll leave that up to you to decide. Because I'm the one in control here, aren't I? You've got that little gag in, so I can hear your pathetic little whimpers, but I can't make out the words. I can't make out the complaint exactly. Not that I would care. That's why the gag's there. Because despite your extensive training, you still attempt to communicate, even though I haven't given you permission to. Who needs your words when I have your whimpers and your body and your pre-cum dribbling down that pathetic little cock of yours? Right onto my nice floor. You will clean that up for me, will you? There you go. Oh, lapping up your own pre-cum. Is that what you thought I wanted? Well, it is, but it's just funny how quickly you've taken to it. How little hesitation you have left. How little dignity you have. Well, I suppose I should get you off somehow, huh? Although it seems you're shuddering and shaking and you're trying to inch your palm ever so much closer to that throbbing little cock. To be ignored and to be disabused of your values. Any sense of your duty to me would tell you that you're not allowed to touch yourself until I say so. Oh, but it's so hard to resist when I'm saying just the right things, isn't it? You don't want to get off like this anymore, do you? You want to be able to have a nice, normal relationship with a nice, normal person without having to think about how shameful it is if you were to actually attempt some kind of relationship outside of the dynamic. How would you get off when you're supposed to be the one in control? And that's what society wants from you, isn't it? That's the automatic assumption, isn't it? Oh, but I've seen through that, haven't I? Oh, I pegged you for exactly what you were. And I pegged you, didn't I? Oh, you did get hard that day. So fucking lewd. Let me fuck your ass with my dildo. However I pleased. And you weren't even sure if you'd like it in the first place, and ever since then you've been begging me for it again. But no, only special occasions now, and can't have you getting what you want. Denial seems to be your main turn-on these days. I deny you so many things. I deny you fulfillment. I deny you purpose. I deny you... Oh, wait, never mind, no. It's exactly what I give you, isn't it? And how grateful you're being right now? I don't know. Oh, you do know how much I'd like to see you prostrate yourself in front of me. I suppose we have to be kind to the lesser creatures of this world, don't we? I suppose we have to show them mercy, for they do not know any better. They're unable to function and to cope outside of our commands. You know, they say that over time, dogs have been domesticated by making them more stupid and more eager and willing to obey commands. It makes them happy, you know. I wonder what that makes you. Whenever I tell you to do a little task, to wear your clothes a certain way, to greet me a certain way, you're so willing. No hesitation, no second guessing. You just stare up at me wide-eyed. You can almost imagine your little tongue hanging out and panting, just like a little puppy. Oh, there you go. No shame anymore, huh? Oh, you just want to be exactly what your madame wants you to be. Go ahead. Find that cock with your palm. Oh, there you go. Stroke up against it. Don't grip yet. I just want to see you slather your hand with all of that delicious pre-cum. Because that's all you've been doing for the last few minutes, hasn't it been? Right against the frenulum. There we go. Right where you want it. Oh, it's so sensitive right there at the base of the head, isn't it? But you like the pressure of pressing up against your palm. Looking up at me with those depraved little eyes of yours. Completely empty. Devoid of any kind of shame. Devoid of any kind of free will or direct thought. No, it's all a haze now, isn't it? You're in mode. And you're not going to break out of it until you come, aren't you? Yes, good boy. There we go. Now close your palm around it and go ahead and fuck that hand. Keep looking into my eyes. Just know how lonely I think of you. You don't even get to fuck me, and you're just so, oh God, so happy. So pleased to see me looking down at you while you debase yourself in front of me. I don't even have to take my clothes off anymore. I just have you strip at the door and come over to me. Just like that. Slovenly little creature that I can control however I wish. Just an extension of my will. Oh. How happy he is to serve his madame. Oh, just as long as he's allowed to stroke that needy little cock every once in a while. He'll do whatever I ask of him. There we go. Come on a little faster. You can pump your hand if you need to. I know it gets so exhausting to fuck that hand. Go ahead. Oh, that pained little expression as you're getting ready to come. I can see your balls tensing up. Oh, there we go. There we go. Your mouth is open. You're bending. Don't come on me. You're going to come into your palm. There we go. Cover it up. There we go. Almost there. Oh, you can stop stroking whenever it starts feeling painful. Oh, there we go. You really filled up that hand, didn't you? Go ahead and lick yourself clean for me. Oh, there we go. Keeping that eye contact. And because I didn't tell you to look away, did I? No, what a good boy. So obedient. He knows the rules so well, doesn't he? It's part of him now. He can't even separate himself anymore. He doesn't have to. He doesn't want to. Go ahead and clean yourself up, get dressed, and make me some green tea today. Green with the peach, please. Put it on ice. It's been rather warm today. Good job.